Thank you for coming despite your busy schedule. Taking this opportunity, I would also like to express my appreciation for your continued support to and interest in our business. Without further ado, let me present the financial results for the first six-month period. First, the consolidated performance for the first 6 months. Operating revenues, 63.153 billion yen, down 12% year-on-year. Operating income, 3.752 billion, down 40.7%. Ordinary income, 2.012 billion, down 57.8%. And net income improved from a loss recorded in the previous year to a profit during the first half of this fiscal year. And in the next slide, you can see the comparison of different six-month periods. We finally saw no negative figures. Having said that, the net income of 822 million deserves some explanation. Allowance for doubtful accounts of 1.4 billion yen for loan to Zephyr was booked as extraordinary loss. Also, operating income included real estate related valuation loss of about 500 million. There still remain possibility of these negative factors, but we doubt those would be large enough to bring down the final figures in the negative range. That's what we think today, but of course, we cannot totally rule out those possibilities. After all, it is hard to foresee how the market would develop. So it is not 100% firm or certain, but we are rather confident that the days of negative figures are behind us. Let me skip some slides on highlights and go to quarterly operating income by segment. Asset management. During the July-September quarter, seemingly posted only a small profit. But this was actually because while there were many assets to sell, we did not sell much, hence not much profit in asset management. Brokerage and investment banking, about the same as in the first quarter. And the same applies for the financial services. Housing and real estate posted a larger loss due to inventory valuation loss of 393 million yen of SBI Holdings and 120 million yen allowance for doubtful accounts of SEM Corporation, which conducts real estate secured loans business. System Solution continued to operate in the red, but for the third quarter, we expect major improvement. Judging from orders received so far, we may even see a profit on a full-year basis. In terms of profit contribution, by far, brokerage and investment banking was the largest contributor. In terms of SG&A cost reduction, compared to the last quarter, we succeeded in further reducing cost by 789 million yen, mainly thanks to reductions in the areas of personnel cost and commissions paid. Redemption of bonds. As you are already aware, SBI Holdings' unsecured straight bond of 30 billion has been redeemed. Two SBI bonds based on MTN or Euro Medium Term Note Program, totaling 10 billion, have been redeemed as well. We increased bonds issuance limitation based on MTN program by 30 billion to 80 billion. So for the time being, we will be doing the financing based on the MTN program. Cash and deposits remain at high level of 117 billion yen on consolidated basis. So MTN will be used, also given that low interest rates. persist, we will be financing through MTN for the time being. Next, summary of major business segments. First, the asset management business. Operating revenue, $12.1 billion, up 39% year-on-year. Operating income, $2.1 billion, down 16%. Skipping some slides. IPO market continued to be sluggish during this six-month period, with only 8 IPOs, which was fewer than during the same period last year when there were 11 IPOs. But as far as we are concerned, SBI Asset Management is concerned, we exited 3 overseas investees. In June, 2 investees were exited via merger and acquisition. GCL Solar Energy Technology Holdings would be sold as early as early part of next year. China Cord Blood would be transferring to NASDAQ in the U.S. And once that process is complete, we will be able to sell our share in that company as well. BBMG is locked up for a year. So even when IPO'd, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can sell immediately. So what have we been selling so far? During this six-month period, for example, we have New Horizon Fund in China, which is a 50-50 joint venture with Singapore's Temasek. We sold 6.289 billion yen's worth of our stake, resulting in an operating income of 1.7 billion yen, 1.1 billion in the first quarter and 600 million in the second quarter. Even in this market environment, our equity holding in the New Horizon Fund still has an unrealized operating income of 5.6 billion. So we plan to continue to sell gradually. We were actually planning to sell more during this period, but one reason that hampered us from doing that was that an investee company decided to increase capital, and therefore sales were postponed. So the amount of sales was lower than originally scheduled, resulting in the figures I quoted earlier. In the second half of the year, we plan to go ahead with the sales of our equity holdings. So that is the situation now. The fact that we posted an operating profit in this Japanese IPO market situation indicates that we are doing pretty well. JEFCO has announced its results for the first half of the year. Operating revenues were down and they recorded an operating loss. So we can say that in comparison, we did pretty well. Centering on overseas deals, we have managed to post a profit even in this environment. We are also trying to transplant our financial ecosystem that we have established here in Japan overseas. We have already begun that. One case in point is in Vietnam, a bank called Tien Phuan Commercial Joint Stock Bank, founded by our partner FPT Corporation, which owns 12% of that commercial bank. And Mobifone, Vietnam's largest mobile phone company, owns 10%, and the only reinsurance company in Vietnam owns another 10%. And we acquired a 20% stake in this bank. In its initial year, ended December 2008, this bank already recorded a profit. Income after tax during 8 months totaled $2.8 million. So its operation progressed very steadily. For this fiscal year, over the 3 quarters, the net income totaled $7.3 million, or about 660 million yen. And we now have a 20% stake in this very successful bank operation. Our investment centers on financial sector, both through funds and direct investment. And we are well positioned to invest in this environment, and we consider this environment as good business opportunity indeed. Overall, during the July-September period, we invested in 45 companies, totaling 14.547 billion. Jeffco, meantime, invested in 37 companies, totaling 9.75 billion yen. So our investment was by far larger. On a half-year basis, April-September, we invested in 82 companies, totaling 31 billion, versus Jeffco's 60 companies, 11.1 billion, of which one deal amounted to about 5 billion. So if you exclude that, Jeffco's investment amount was indeed very small. So differences in our investment styles are now very evident. Private equity investment amounting 258.7 billion, assets under management amounted to 543.4 billion as of the end of September. And we acquired from Hikari Tsushin Incorporated, a part of its private equity venture capital business, together with its fund operation execution right. This is in line with our policy to look for funds with good portfolio and buy it directly. In this particular case, the portfolio included Yicha Online Corporation, an online search service operator in China, which we found to be very attractive. And there also were some other interesting companies in this portfolio. So we set up a new company with a 70% stake, with Hikari Tsushin owning 30%, named SBI Hikari Private Equity Company. Next, brokerage and investment banking business. Operating revenues 26.6 billion, down 1% year on year. Operating income 6.0 billion, up 29%. When you look at the average daily retail trading value in the market from February to June, it increased 64.6%. But in July, it began to decline gradually. In June, it was 825.2 billion, but by September, this average daily retail trading value fell to 549.5 billion, which represents a decline of 33.4% between June and September. Daily trading volume was down, and so did the value. For securities companies, this was indeed a tough market. Decline for SBI Securities was smaller than that in the market, but increase of 39.3% between March and June was followed by a decline of 28.1% June to September in terms of daily trading value. Consolidated results, operating revenues 24.533 billion, down 8.0%. Net operating revenues 22.611 billion, down 4.6%. Operating income 7.499 billion, up 17.1%. And ordinary income 7.423 billion, up 15.2%. Net income declined by 50.6% year on year to 4.398 billion. What is the reason for this year on year decline? Well, this is because last year's figure included the sales of E-Trade Korea stock, which amounted to 9.9 billion yen, recorded as extraordinary income. That accounts for the big difference. So if we compare apple to apple, actually, we saw an increase year on year. So if we exclude E-Trade Korea's stock sales and take into consideration its earnings, meaning operating revenues, operating profit, and others, we find that the net income actually increased 81.9% year on year. So, as I said, it was a tough market overall, but as you can see here, SBI Securities did pretty well. And you can see that This applies on non-consolidated basis as well. Operating revenues up 4.0%, net operating revenues up 8.1% respectively. But last year's sales of E-Trade Korea stock resulted in an extraordinary income of 14.2 billion last year, so that's why we posted a decline on a year-on-year basis. But when we compare the first quarter and the second quarter, given the situation that I explained earlier, there was a decline quarter-on-quarter. But we believe that the third and the fourth quarters of last year were the bottom, and we are where we are today. Compared to our competition, I said we did pretty well, and on non-consolidated basis, 4.0% increase in operating revenues and operating income was up 41%. Our competition, in the meantime, recorded decline in operating revenues. Rakuten reported a 19.6% increase in operating income, but all others recorded a decline. Number of customer accounts is now close to 2 million. Pretty soon, we should be reaching that point. And here you can see comparison of five major online securities companies, and you can see that by far, we have the largest number of accounts. Number of new accounts during the first 6 months is close to 90,000 accounts. Here again, our competition does not even compare. Market share in terms of stock brokerage trading value among all securities companies in Japan, SBI 10.3%, Nomura 9.3%. The gap between the two is narrowing, and that's because our market share declined somewhat. This is because of decline during the first and second quarters. Okasan and Click Securities lowered their brokerage commissions to the level lower than ours at one point, and they took away some of our accounts. But this was not totally bad news for us, as those accounts had been unprofitable accounts for us, large accounts. So in a way, it was a rather welcoming move for us because they were unprofitable accounts. But then, Okasan Securities, being cornered, decided to raise commissions again. I think there was a press release on that recently. So that's what's happening. So they did not last long. Our market share of individual brokerage trading value was 34.6%. Our market share of retail margin trading value was 38.7%. High market shares in both areas. So that situation remains. In a survey conducted between August 1st and 5th by MyVoiceCom of 13,623 respondents, overwhelming 32.4% were using SBI as their main online broker. Rakuten was 11.4%. Okasan, Click, and Oryx Securities shares were very much limited. And starting with trades dated August 10th, we lowered brokerage commissions by maximum 24.5% from the level as of the end of July. As Rakuten embarked on lowering their brokerage commissions in order to maintain our position as one of the lowest commission brokers, we lowered the commissions. But the consequence is this. Basis, which is brokerage commissions divided by brokerage trading value, in the month of September, which is the month that felt the direct impact, the basis was actually 3.5 basis, indicating there wasn't much impact. And this was not just us. Rakuten's basis rose from 4.8 to 5.6. So it appears that this was not impacting anyone. No impact on earnings, that is. I'll talk about more important aspect later. Next, SBI Liquidity Market, which started the operation on November 17, 2008. It quickly increased trading volume, as you can see, throughout the fourth quarter, a slight decline in the first quarter of this year from the fourth quarter level, but still remain at high level. It appears that when the stock market is vibrant, there isn't much trading on foreign exchange, and vice versa. There seems to be that relationship between the two. But this business is moving very smoothly. In terms of counterparties, banks making various foreign exchange bids and offers, there are 15 banks now, Japanese and otherwise, of which three were added this year. In addition, we are in negotiation with four more financial institutions. Altogether, there would soon be 19 banks.
As for those that place trading orders, SBI Securities is a core entity, with SBI Sumishin Net Bank participating soon. Nikko Kogyo Securities connected to the operations on August 3rd, and more are expected to join the operations going forward, as I mention later. This shows the foreign exchange margin trading value of the four major online securities companies. A value in September was 4,680.9 billion yen, an enormous amount. Monex was the second largest at 1,075.1 billion yen, trailing far behind. Since July, due to fewer business days in July, August, and September, monthly trading values declined slightly, but the daily average trading values increased. As I said earlier, in July, August, and September, when the stock market was not performing well, we could have seen an increase in forex trading values, but fewer business days in those 3 months have resulted in the kind of decline that we saw. If you take a look at the number of forex margin trading accounts of the four major online securities companies, SBI has 133,279 and Monex 94,590. Our number is gradually increasing, but the other companies seem to be increasing only slightly or remain flat at lower levels. Why are we enjoying such an increase? That's because we provide the largest number of currency pairs at the lowest cost. Our spreads are 0.02, 0.04, and 0.08 yen, which are the best among the four. And while we do not charge any commissions, the others do. Now, looking at liquidity market's contribution to the profitability of the group, its operating revenue reached 5.6 billion yen for the first half of this fiscal year, of which 3.55 billion yen was recognized as operating income of SBI Securities. For those of you who may have been wondering why SBI Securities had its operating and ordinary income increased in this challenging environment, you can find the answer here. The operating income of liquidity market itself was 1.7 billion yen in the first half, which shows that it has turned into a highly profitable company in a short period of time. SBI Japanex Company started its operation on August 27, 2007, and began daytime trading sessions in the third quarter of the previous fiscal year. Its daily average trading value in September was 9.2 billion yen, which is a steady increase from 7.5 billion yen in July and 8.4 billion in August. We believe now we are in a position to top 200 billion yen in monthly trading value soon. In the financial services business, the operating revenue was 12 billion yen and operating income fell to 300 million yen as we have new businesses in this segment. First, as for the existing businesses, Morningstar, Gomez Consulting, and SBI Veritrans, Morningstar has suffered a year-on-year decline in profits. But if you look at the performance on a quarterly basis, after hitting the bottom in the third quarter, The consolidated operating income has seen a great recovery. SBI Veritrans has been continuously growing without experiencing a setback. Its operating income for the first half increased by 13.3% year-on-year, with the operating margin stably maintained at more than 20%. The marketplace business, consisting mainly of Insweb and eLoan, has been steadily growing its transaction volume and posted a 11.4% increase from a year before in the first half. As we see increasing use of internet in the financial services, this business is expected to reap further benefits. Among the new businesses, SBI Sumishin Net Bank is making steady progress. The number of accounts as of the end of September was 569,864. The target set for ourselves when it started operation was to reach 400,000 by the end of March 2010, and this means that we have surpassed the target substantially and more than 1 year earlier than the deadline. In terms of deposits, the initial target of 700 billion yen was achieved 8 months earlier than our deadline, and the volume as of the end of September stood at 827.3 billion yen. The balance of loans issued was 319.6 billion yen as of the end of September, having topped 300 billion on September 11th. The 800 billion yen in deposits was achieved in only 723 days. When compared to the 2,000 days or so spent by competitors to reach that level, you can see how fast we were. If you compare the accumulated totals of housing loans outstanding between Sony and us, while we have reached 300 billion yen in 719 days, it took Sony 1,931 to more than 2,000 days. This demonstrates that we are achieving our milestones in housing loans at an extremely fast rate. With regard to the increase in the number of customer accounts and balance of deposits in the second quarter, we have grown the accounts by 84,523 and deposits by about 154.9 billion yen during this period. How did our competitors do? Sony Bank increased the accounts by 13,652 and deposits by 3.9 billion yen, and eBank has seen a substantial drop of 28 billion yen in deposits. Sony and SBI are relatively similar in deposit per customer, with SBI at 1.451 million yen and Sony at 1.779 million yen. But at eBank, deposit per customer is only about 200,000 yen. These numbers reflect the characteristics of each bank. In other words, a bank with only 200,000 yen in deposits per customer is considered to be simply serving as a bank for settlements. Then what about profitability? We have seen the ordinary income turned into a positive figure for the first time in the fourth quarter of last fiscal year. And in the first quarter, the ordinary income grew to 856 million yen, and of course, in the second quarter, it remained profitable. Adding these two quarters up, we probably posted 1.2 billion to 1.3 billion yen for the first half. If this pace continues, we will be in the black for the full year. This would be a great improvement from the previous fiscal year, when we recorded ordinary losses of 3.687 billion yen and net losses of 3.699 billion yen, which resulted in SBI Holding Company recognizing a non-operating loss of 1.849 billion yen by applying 50% of the SBI Sumishin Net Bank's losses based on the investment equity method. So it is a great news for us that the R Bank has turned profitable earlier than we had initially expected. As I said earlier, SBI Sumishin Net Bank is expanding its business substantially compared to other online banking companies. In terms of both the number of accounts and the balance of deposits, we're growing steadily and already overtaking competitors such as Japanet and eBank, who had started their operations earlier. And we recorded the largest net income in the first quarter. There were concerns voiced about us being too late in getting into the banking business at this juncture. But as you can see, our efforts have been producing tangible results. We are doing well in non-life insurance business. Among our insurance policies written via websites of comparison and cost estimate, InsWeb, one of our group companies, represents 44%. In other words, a company established in our group earlier and our non-life insurance company are working together to bring about a synergistic effect, resulting in an improvement in the overall performance. If you look at agency websites, SBI Sumishin Net Bank accounts for 41%, indicating that customers visiting the website of our bank have also bought insurance policies from us as well. In that sense, our bank brings in more customers than our securities company. Now, I have always insisted that our group is organized in a way to produce synergistic effects among the companies in the financial ecosystem, and we're seeing proof of what I have said coming to a reality. As a result, the accumulated number of insurance policies written since the start of operation exceeded 80,000, making it fair to say that now it is certain that we will achieve the target of 150,000 policies by the end of this fiscal year. Direct income of insurance premiums in the first half grew by fourfold from a year before to almost 2 billion yen. Auto insurance, where customers can change insurers every year, is the ideal business to carry out over the internet. More policies are expected to be replaced with the ones sold through the internet going forward because the premiums are much less expensive. Now, on SBI AXA Life Insurance Company. Unlike in the non-insurance business, in life insurance, even if you try to talk people into switching from their existing policies to ours because the premiums are cheaper, they would resist, saying they have been holding their policies for such and such years already. Therefore, it costs us more in life insurance to persuade people to switch to our products. You have to convince people unwilling to switch from the policies they have had so long. That is the difficulty of doing business online. But that difficulty is shared by existing major life insurers competing for the same customers. It is really hard to get people to shift from insurer A to B. But when people do not have life insurance policies now and are going to buy one, they prefer less expensive ones, especially in life insurance, where there is a wider difference in premiums between upper and lower ends. The number of monthly average policies we have written grew to 1,000 approximately. This compares to 666 achieved by Zurich Life, despite the huge amount of money spent in advertising, and 431 by Sompo Japan DIY Life Insurance. This really reminds us of how much power the internet has. However, compared to non-life insurance, life insurance is more difficult to run as a business for the reason I mentioned earlier. We are by far the most inexpensive life insurer with term insurance products like Gachitto Teiki, as shown by the comparison table carried by The Economist Money, an extra issue of Weekly Economist on October 19th. In this table comparing six companies, we were rated as least expensive comprehensively, and it also said that with our products of 20 million yen or more in the sum insured, the premium is the lowest, even for the younger people. Let's take a look at housing and real estate business. The operating revenue was 12.6 billion yen, down 47% from the previous year with operating losses. What I need to highlight here is that the valuation loss posted in the first half against the real estate inventory was 38.1 billion yen, was 400 million yen. In addition, as I referred to briefly earlier, there was allowance for doubtful accounts provided was 120 million yen for SEM. Another comment I need to make is that in the lawsuit filed by Zephyr on our loans to the company, we reached an out-of-court settlement. We're wondering how come we were sued when we are the one who lent the money. But we decided that rather than prolonging this matter, it would be better for us to sell the property collateralized against the loans as soon as possible. Their valuation of the property, because the value the court provides is usually lower, was low in our view, considering the market price levels. But in any case, we had to provide allowance for doubtful accounts worth 1.4 billion yen for the moment, which is recognized as an extraordinary loss. But we wanted to go ahead with the sale of the collateralized property as soon as possible and decided to accept the settlement. SBI Mortgage is performing extremely well and growing rapidly, passing 500 billion yen mark in July before reaching 582.5 billion yen at the end of September in loans outstanding. In the first half, it achieved about 500 million yen in operating income and expected to see a slightly more operating income in the second half. SBI Life Living turned into profitability on a quarterly basis, partly due to the transfer of the two businesses. Now, the domestic real estate business, viewed in terms of REIT index, has bottomed out and is showing some signs of recovery, though still fluctuating slightly. And that is how we feel when we look at the performance of, say, SEM Corporation. For example, the balance of doubtful accounts was 6.1 billion yen at its peak, but it fell to 5.1 billion at the end of September, and is almost certain to go further down to about 4 billion at the end of October. This number can be considered to be final since it is already at the end of the month. Based on what we know for sure at this moment, we can expect the balance to decline further to 3 billion yen in December. So with a steady decrease in the balance of doubtful accounts, we are now in a position to be able to do business without incurring so much loss, and to restart issuing new loans, which have been suspended so far, to increase the balance of loans outstanding gradually. Furthermore, lately, there are some who express their interest in buying some of the properties that we own. There are also investment offers from overseas and potential buyers of the properties owned in Hawaii at prices not so bad. And I feel the number of such potential deals is gradually increasing. SBI Mortgage is enjoying a great success under the domestic demand stimulus initiatives, with its flat 35 performing well. All possible risks are assumed by the Independent Administrative Corporation, Japan Housing Finance Agency, with no risks to be taken by us. The flat 35, where the interest rate is fixed at a low level for 35 years, commands the largest share of 20.5% in September. And Mr. Shimada, the president of Japan Housing Finance Agency, came over in person the other day to thank me and conferred us with a certificate of appreciation. Reorganization is what we have been pursuing for quite some time. One example is making SBI Futures a wholly owned subsidiary, and SBI Futures practically withdrew from the commodity futures brokerage business. SBI Card Processing was decided to be sold to a Malaysian company, Silver Lake Access. We have signed a transfer agreement on October 6th. A majority interest of Intextra, formerly known as SBI Intextra, whose business is to assess intellectual property rights, has been sold to Nihon Unisys, though we still hold on to the remaining 45% stake. SBI Life Living, formerly called Living Corporation, used to focus on real estate business, has undergone a change in business format and started all over again. SBI Equal Credit has withdrawn from the consumer finance business and has it taken over by the personal loan business of SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And SBI Equal will be merged into SBI Card. So we are continuously undergoing reorganization of the group to enhance efficiency. Now let me turn to efforts to secure earnings from the second half and beyond. In asset management business, we said at the end of the first quarter that the expected number of IPO and M&A deals to allow us to exit by the end of the fiscal year was 12. But now our forecast has been changed to 14, of which 3 were executed in the first half. And there will be another 7 exit deals in the third quarter and yet another 4 in the fourth quarter, or 11 in the two quarters, totaling 14 for this fiscal year. More recently, in addition to New Horizon Fund, there is an overseas fund established as a joint venture with Beta Jade Bird Group of Pekin University. It has been almost decided that the fund will exit from one of its portfolio companies by getting it listed on NASDAQ in the U.S.
As for the New Horizon Fund, we still had unrealized profits of about 5.6 billion yen for investments as of October 28th this year, so we are looking for the best timing to sell in order to maximize our profits. The total cumulative operating income was 9.4 billion yen from the establishment of the fund through the second quarter of fiscal 2009. The two partners have set up this fund by investing 5 billion yen each, and we have accumulated 9.4 billion yen income by now. The number 2 New Horizon Fund is also expected to perform well. Two portfolio companies already exited. There will be exits planned for 2009, the first and the second quarters of 2010, and beyond. And 7 portfolio companies are becoming almost ready for IPOs. Regarding the number 3 New Horizon Fund, we have decided to invest $40 million or 10% of the total. As I touched upon earlier, through the SBI BDJB China Fund, BJB Career Education Company Limited will be listed on the NASDAQ market in the United States at the end of November. In South Korea, we decided to acquire a savings bank through fund investments. We are now waiting for the authorization and permission from the relevant authorities. As we have been saying repeatedly, we are transplanting in the world and particularly in Asia our internet financial ecosystem we have built in Japan. We are making steady progress in this area as well. In China, we decided to invest in a major non-life insurance company. In Cambodia, we set up a bank with 40% stake, which turned profitable on a single-year basis. In Vietnam, as I mentioned earlier, we acquired 20% stake in Tien Phong Bank. In India, we are negotiating with an Indian financial institution to set up a securities company. In Russia, we are studying the possibility of investing in a bank owned by our partner, IFC Metropole. Just yesterday, Metropole executives visited us and said that we can decide the percentage figure of our investment stake. We are now thinking about how much we are going to invest. In principle, we will be investing in this bank anyway. In Sri Lanka,
The board of a listed bank is going to discuss whether to receive 10 to 15% investment from us as a strategic partner, and it will reach conclusion probably by 7 or 8 p.m. Japan time today. If our investment is accepted, we can use the business in Sri Lanka to compete in the India market. Sri Lanka can be a very interesting place to obtain information, so we are considering investments here. If we decide to invest in the Russian bank I mentioned earlier, we hope to change it into an online bank as soon as possible. It's also going to be the first joint venture bank in Russia. We hope to provide our accumulated expertise and know-how by turning this into an online banking institution. We are expanding our customer base steadily in the securities-related businesses. The average of new accounts opened per day increased from 707 to 761 in the 3 months from the first quarter to the second quarter this year, and then to 781 by October at SBI. The number of new accounts at SBI has risen suddenly. Do you know the reason why? This is the reason behind. Nomura Holdings officially announced on September 18th the integration of Nomura Securities and Joint Invest Securities effective on November 23rd, 2009. This means higher commissions for the customers there. From September to October, if you look at the difference in value between the stock inflow and outflow at SBI Securities, there was a sharp net increase by 2.9-fold in the daily average value of the stock inflow from Joint Invest Securities. You might have thought that we are continuing to lower our commissions to compete against Rakuten, as I didn't say anything in particular, nor did Mr. Izuchi. Nomura Holdings announced on January 27th its plan to consider the integration of Joint Invest Securities. We also try to be on alert to capture the information from various sources to understand the situation in detail and the actual timing of the integration. In around August, Rakuten happened to reduce its commissions. Acquiring customers effectively from the competitors would be very positive for us. We thought we must do so. Partly due to this consideration, we took action, although I didn't say anything in particular at that time. Newspapers and magazines often wrote articles about competition over commissions, which in the end served to promote us, so it was fine for us, but our real intention was to acquire customers effectively from competition. This page shows the daily average FX or Forex trading value at online brokerage firms. As of October 26, SBI Securities maintained 4 to 12 times higher performance than the competitors, thanks to the SBI liquidity market. As FSA implements more regulations, smaller, weaker players withdraw from the market. Then our market share goes up as a result, which is very good for us. PTS does not have an immediate impact on profits, but I believe it has a great potential for the future. Such promising signs are already emerging. For example, PTS achieved a record high daily trading value of 15.6 billion yen on October 1st. We found that SBI Japan Next PTS offered the best price for 70% of the Nikkei 225 issues. This means we are offering more advantageous pricing than the exchanges. In the West, investors must use the best system. Otherwise, they will suffer losses. This is quite natural. So in order to make the use of the BEST system mandatory, I plan to approach Japanese parliament members of the ruling Democratic Party and those who are well-versed in the financial sector. It's quite natural to make this mandatory in order to protect the investors. This must be done by all means. Such a rule already exists in the United States. This is strategically very important. I thought Goldman Sachs has great insight. Sometime after we started our PTS, Goldman Sachs approached us and wanted to join our system. So I made this a 50-50 joint venture. Although I said 50-50, SBI Securities already has 10% stake. So our group currently has a total of 45.7% stake. The Goldman Sachs Group Inc. in the United States has 37.5% stake. Various online securities companies and foreign affiliated brokerage firms are also participating. Transactions are made almost around the clock. Four European players and one Japanese member will join the daytime trading session between 8:20 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. One European company will participate in the nighttime trading session between 7 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. and between 30 minutes past midnight and 2 a.m. As a result, the trading volume is expected to rise sharply all at once. We are now trying to work on the system at SBI Securities. We want to include the daytime trading of SBI Securities to enable the best execution. We want to create a system so that investors will be automatically brought to the best system for the best execution. Online securities companies are competing for dominance in acquiring accounts. But it's not going to be competition just among online brokers. As I said earlier, we are moving into the world of the best execution. Institutional investors will have no other choice but to use our system in the future. The world itself is certainly going to change. SBI Japan Next is going to play the most important role under such circumstances. We have SBI Liquidity Market as well as Morningstar and SBI Fund Bank handling investment trusts. We can offer a wide range of products and a stable system. Given these factors, it's not just competition over the reduction of commissions among online brokers anymore. Since we made a strategic judgment, we just decided to reduce our commissions accordingly. Customers do not switch brokers just because of lower commissions any longer. These strategic issues are becoming more important in this world. At SBI Sumishin Net Bank, as I explained earlier, the number of accounts increased 2.27 times compared to a year ago, while competitors had an increase by just 1.12 or 1.15 times. We are the only one standing out. Our deposit balance also increased by 1.7 times, while the balance declined at eBank. SBI Sumishin Net Bank is going to focus more on asset management, as we can collect deposits as long as interest rates are high enough. Deposits up to 10 million yen are guaranteed by the government insurance. So what's important is the asset management business. We cannot make profits and will suffer huge losses if we cannot make good asset management. Since the days of our founding, I have been saying that asset management business is our lifeline. Investing in government bonds is out of the question. Of course, some of the money can be invested into government bonds as long as there are good circumstances. But when the interest rates are on the rising trend, you'd suffer a lot if you buy government bonds. We always have to think about how to establish a good investment structure and what is going to be the next strategic products. For example, we are not providing corporate loans right now, but we have to think about becoming a full-fledged bank offering retail loans to individuals and corporate loans to companies. The loan balance may increase to 2 to 3 trillion yen, catching up with or exceeding the level at regional banks. time will come when we have to think about these issues more seriously. So we need to make necessary preparations in that direction. Next, on the important measures for the further leap forward of SBI H Group, we have been emphasizing on the expansion of services through tie-ups and partnerships with companies in different industries. For example, JAA runs domestic used car auction sites with more than 15,000 registered companies. The annual number of cars listed on the site is about 700,000 units. SBI Holdings and JAA set up a joint venture called SBI Auto Support with 70 and 30% stake, respectively. SBI Auto Support provides customers to get financial services through used car dealers. The number of registered used car dealers increased to 2,420. By using a platform like this, we are hoping to provide auto insurance and auto loan services. Since we announced a plan to start the auto loan business from July, the number of members has increased sharply. There had been system and other issues we had to tackle, and finally, we are putting the company on the right track. This is going to be a very important business for us. We also announced on August 28th a business tie-up with a game sales and DVD rental giant Gale to establish a joint venture where we have 51% stake and Gale has 49% stake. A major advantage for us is Gale's 10 million active membership. We are hoping to turn Gale members into our tie-up credit card holders. This is going to be a huge customer base for us. Furthermore, 75% of the Gale customers visit Gale shops in the suburbs by car. We hope to offer and sell non-life auto insurance products to such members. We are also considering the possibility of providing a settlement function for Gale's web channel through SBI Sumishin Net Bank and SBI Veritrans. We also formed a business tie-up with used car dealer giant Gulliver, which has 417 shops across Japan and purchases about 250,000 used cars per year. Through this partnership, we started from October the business to offer auto insurance products of SBI Insurance to Gulliver's used car customers. SBI Auto Support serves as an auto insurance agent to develop business for us. Tie-up credit card issuance is also under consideration. By engaging in these activities, we are entering different business segments and areas related to our financial businesses. We are trying to expand our face-to-face channels to further expand our reach to our customers. SBI Securities is developing its market using face-to-face channels. It doesn't mean that we just build our branches, but rather sign an agreement with face-to-face financial brokers so that they can serve as our agents and we can use their offices. According to Mr. Izuchi, SBI Securities is aiming for more than 150 bases, including 23 SBI Securities branches, by the end of this fiscal year. The number of bases is steadily increasing. We are opening the SBI Money Plaza by using SBI housing loan shops. According to Mr. Maruyama, a board member and director in charge of SBI Money Plaza, the target is to open a total of 100 shops by the end of March 2010. The number of shops will be increased steadily. As I said in the previous business results announcement meeting, we don't have to sell just our own products. We can sell the best products for the customers. For example, in the insurance business, we don't handle our own non-life fire insurance products. Customers can check on the web, compare the price of different products, and see which company can offer the best terms and conditions. They can check these items and hopefully decide to choose our group in the end. They can look at the price list and make a comparison. As for the auto insurance product, we want to say it's we who can offer the best products. The same is true with life insurance. We want to make our life insurance products the best of all products available. We'd be satisfied as long as we are the number one in the products we handle. And we want to be the number one financial product distributor in Japan. We will no longer be an age where we just sell the products we have developed on our own at our own branches and shops. I think the financial industry will develop through the separation of origination and distribution. We have some reference slides. This slide shows people's recognition of SBIH Group. When asked if they know SBIH Group, recognition rose from 45.7% in the initial survey of September 2008 to 65.6% in the fourth survey of July 2009, thanks to TV commercials. We will continue to enhance recognition, first through our products. We will also use TV commercials and the mass media to enhance our recognition as we continue to make efforts to expand our businesses. Foreign stock ownership continued to increase to reach 45.3% at the end of September this year. While foreign investors continue to sell Japanese stocks in general, they have increased their investment to purchase our shares. So we think we also need to reinforce information meetings for foreign investors. I understand that the contents of this meeting are also translated into English by simultaneous interpreting, so we need to continue providing information in English. In the past, I published a book from Toyo Keizai entitled The SBI Group Vision and Strategy, Continuously Evolving Management. Many people abroad are requesting for an updated version of this book. I am preparing to write a sequel to update and renew the contents of the previous book. I hope to publish this new book by the end of next March. Companies which will publish the versions in English, Chinese, and Russian have also been decided. There will be advertisement and promotional activities. By writing that book, my basic philosophy has been understood and appreciated well by foreigners. That's all from me. We still have about 20 minutes until 6 p.m., so we are going to entertain questions from the floor. Today, we have Mr. Izuchi and other executives with us who can also answer your questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
We will now take questions. Please raise your hand if you have any questions and wait for the microphone. And please state your name and affiliation. And we ask you to ask one question at a time. Please be reminded that your questions will be uploaded to our website as is. So if you do not wish your questions to be uploaded, please let us know. Any questions? Kurai from Nomura Asset Management. I have three questions. May I ask all of them at once? Thank you. My first question pertains to how you plan to go about with your investment in Asia going forward. Mr. Kitao, may I ask how much of your time you are allocating to matters related to new overseas investment, including overseas trips, so that I can get a better feel of your commitment? My second question is about the systems cost of your brokerage and investment banking. Matsui Securities, as well as Monex, whose merger plan was announced recently, saw and is expecting to see reductions in systems costs contribute to increase in profit. Could you share with us your thoughts on systems cost? And maybe as early as the beginning of next year, Tokyo Securities Exchange will speed up its order execution speed. Consequently, how significant do you think it is for your systems to speed up? And what about the issue of dark pool as PTSs increase and expand? The third question is about the earnings structure. The structure of operating profit. In the early part of your presentation, you talked about respective earnings contributions of your five different businesses. What would it look like in 3-5 years? What would your medium-term earnings structure be? Thank you for your questions. Since your first question was about my personal time allocation, I would like to take that one. Overseas trips. Monthly, well, in the case of this past September, I made 3 trips. Itinerary went like this. Left Japan on Sunday, arrived in Moscow the same day, had meetings on Monday, got on the plane the same night, and back in Japan Tuesday morning. That's a typical itinerary. Or, in the case of trip to Beijing, flew to Seoul on Sunday, had meetings there on Monday, flew to Beijing early the next morning, had meetings during the day, and flew back home the same day. So those are my typical trips. So lately, I'm making a lot of trips leaving Japan on Sunday. And on the second week of November, I will be making a trip to Brazil with a view to deciding on our partner. When I make trips, I typically make decisions during the visit. So I meet people that can make decisions, meaning top management, so as to save time and make decisions as quickly as possible. Lately, not only do I make trips, but I also receive my counterparts from abroad, from China, India, and others. Many visitors indeed. So I don't have to travel. And that saves time. But you see, regarding overseas investment, we have already laid foundations to a large extent. And we are now appointing natives as head of our local operations, not Japanese, but local representatives. Like in Hungary, the operation there is represented by a Hungarian. And we maintain close contact by having board meetings every month in the form of video conference, again, to save time. We have laid foundations for our overseas investment, so although I'm still spending quite a bit of my time, life is far easier than what it was before. So that's my answer to your first question. Second question about the systems cost, I'll ask President Taro Izuchi of SBI Securities to answer that, and I will add something more if necessary. Thank you. This is Izuchi speaking. You asked about the systems of our securities business. Yes, as you have correctly observed, cost is important. And indeed, our competition seems to have reduced their costs during this period. So, of course, we are mindful of the cost aspect. But as you have correctly observed, Tokyo Securities Exchange will have its new system up and running, in which the execution speed will be in the order of several thousands of a second. And we cannot possibly ignore these developments. And also, there is the system stability consideration, which is the most critical factor. So we have to consider cost, keeping up with the new system, and stability, all three of them. And with that in mind, we are planning to introduce or considering to introduce a new system next year so that we will have sufficient capability to interface with the new system at TSE as well as Osaka Securities Exchange and JASDAQ. So this will translate into a temporary spike in the system's cost, but hardware technology is advancing, so compared to the current system, in terms of number of servers, it should be reduced to 1/3 the current level. So that should translate to substantial saving in data center-related expenses. While there will be a temporary cost increase, running cost will be saved substantially. Performance will improve dramatically as well, so we believe we can realize what we are looking for. With regard to the dark pool issue, we are aware of that, but recently, Japan Next PTS is mainly for retail investors. Goldman Sachs and other foreign firms are taking care of large international institutional investors. So currently, it's in the realm of foreign securities companies. Having said that, we are hoping to set up our capability as quickly as possible. Kitao speaking again. Let me add a few words. So as to further speed up our PTS, we are in the process of developing the state-of-the-art, the latest, the most updated system in the world. The architecture is almost complete. The other day, decision was made at a board meeting where Goldman Sachs was represented as well. When TSE changes to a new system, ours will be replaced by a far better system. We are expediting this effort. Ideally, in our line of business, if cloud computing could be introduced into this world of online financial services, then we can expect a drastic reduction in our system's cost.
However, it is not reliable enough to be used in the online financial services. But I think it will not be such a distant future that it will become a reality. In other words, just like electricity, we will be able to use whatever we need, whenever we need it, by turning the switch on, and for the rest of the time, we can keep it switched off. At present, we need to have the number of servers for the securities business sized to the peak demand, which in an analogy of electricity will be compared to summer when use of air conditioners reaches its peak. In other words, electric power supply system has been built so it can meet the demand of the power at its peak. And we need to follow exactly the same logic in deciding the number of servers we install. The use of the securities system peaks right before the opening of the trading session. Accesses are concentrated at that timing. And we must have a capacity large enough to accommodate those accesses and need to spend a lot of money on that. Therefore, once we move to the era of cloud computing, once we realize the idea of using computers for the capacity we need at the time we need it, we will be able to reduce the cost of doing online financial businesses dramatically. I believe the next revolution in this business will be triggered by the availability of cloud computing. Now, to answer the last question about breakdown of profitability, we have already announced our corporate vision of SBI Group. If you take a look at that vision, you will see that, for example, I am not planning to increase the real estate business going forward. In other words, I am going to change the way we have been doing business. Basically, we do not want to deal with assets with poor liquidity, which will take us long. Instead, we will focus on businesses that will help enhance liquidity of the entire group. So if we are to engage ourselves in the real estate business, we will have the properties securitized. That's how I'm planning to change our mindset. Otherwise, assets with poor liquidity could put us into trouble. Even in the case of investment securities, we may face the situation where there are sellers but no buyers. That was exactly what happened to CDOs and CDS. Once we get into the situations like this, it is the same as having illiquid instruments. But as long as we have highly liquid assets, once we get the information that we may fall into such a situation, we will be able to sell our assets quickly. In any case, liquidity is crucial in running financial businesses. Furthermore, in many areas, my way of thinking is now changing. But I will share those new thoughts with you at a separate occasion on a later date, because what I'm going to say in this vein will likely have a big impact. Therefore, I will refrain from commenting on that at this time, but just say that we are consistently evolving ourselves in many areas. I believe we need to change our mindset and vision in response to changing environments. After going through what we have gone through since the Lehman shock, there are quite a few people still suspecting that there will be a double dip. I personally believe that basically everything will depend on the U.S. market. But the U.S. market is so far doing well, but there are some aspects that could make it change at any time. I'm saying this because recently the dollar is weakening against most of the currencies, which is for the moment welcomed, as it will help improve the international balance of accounts or trade balance of the U.S. And long-term interest rates have not started to go up so much. But once we reach a tipping point when the dollar loses its confidence and long-term interest rates turn upward, the market could plummet. Taking all these possibilities into account, we need to lay the ground and get prepared now. We have already begun those efforts. One needs to be alert in all aspects and keep a close eye on what is happening in the world. And the world is undergoing drastic changes. China is said to be in a state of miniature bubble, in a sense. The Chinese have invested substantially in equities and real estates, while quite a large amount of money has flowed in from overseas to that country, stimulating the domestic demand and increasing the capital investment to drive consumption may have been their original intention, but a majority of that budget of 4 trillion yuan seems to have ended up being spent speculatively in raising prices of equities and land. Therefore, they have to make sure that the bubble economy will make an optimum landing. I talked to key persons in that country to gather information, and they are managing the situation so far so good. But there is another risk of foreigners unexpectedly deciding to withdraw from the market once they have earned enough profits. We need to be extremely careful in this regard. It is true that looking ahead into the future is quite difficult, but exactly because we are in eras like this, we must take measures that transcend the framework of conventional wisdom from diverse perspectives. And we are giving a lot of thoughts to this. And I'm sure there will be another occasion sometime in the future when I can talk more about this. But for today, this is as far as I can go. Are there any other questions? Does anyone have any questions? Yes, please. There are three questions that I'd like to ask. Could you please identify yourself and your affiliation first? I am Ono from Credit Suisse Securities. Yesterday, the business integration of Monex and Oryx was announced. Now, I'm interested to know if you consider M&A deals with other online security companies as a possible option to SBI Securities, or if you rule it out because you already have enough number of accounts and are satisfied with the current capacity. Could you give us your philosophy toward the industry consolidation? The second question also has to do with the securities business. On slide 90, you said you had reduced the commission to win customers over from Joinvest. Could you give us specific numbers as to how much is represented by Joinvest as percentage of the difference between stock inflow and outflow? My third question is about slide 87, where candidates for future investments were listed. Including those, could you tell us how much you plan to invest in businesses for the next year or two, and how you are going to finance those investments?
Let me answer your first question. The second question will be answered by Mr. Izuchi. Your last question will be answered by me and Mr. Nakagawa. First, on the question of Monex and Oryx, I don't want to comment on other companies. But if I may, when I first heard the news, honestly speaking, I didn't understand the rationale behind this business integration. I couldn't see any rationale at all. Why did I feel so? Firstly, ORIX, Okasan, and Click Securities were trying to reduce their commissions to the same level with ours or even lower to acquire customers. They increased the number of customers in that way. I think they probably have profits of about 300 or 400 million yen only, not very much. The number of accounts is 270 to 280,000. If you look at the commissions in basis points, they depend on the trading volume, but for 1 million yen, it's about 11 basis points by Monex and 5 basis points by ORIX. What would happen when you integrate these two companies by having just one commission schedule? Something similar to Joinvest Securities can also happen here. All 270 to 280,000 accounts at ORIX will move outside. If Monex and ORIX keep the same commission schedule for a year or two, they have to waste the money to keep both systems, so it's going to be impossible to lower the system costs in a situation like this, and the headcount will almost double at the integrated company. So under these circumstances, I couldn't understand the rationale behind this business integration when I heard this news for the first time. That was my conclusion. Then, what about us? Are we going to do something similar? Citigroup had about 20% stake in Monex. So, I suppose Monex might have been concerned about it and wanted to dilute their shares. On the other hand, ORIX wanted to sell ORIX securities and wanted to have something that can be turned into cash quickly. It would have been great if ORIX could sell ORIX securities. Normally, ORIX securities couldn't be sold in exchange for the 20% stake in Monex, as ORIX securities has just 300 to 400 million yen profits. So I felt that this acquisition or business integration is good for ORIX and bad for Monex. Are we going to do something similar? The answer is no. We have no plan to do anything like that in the online brokerage area. This is the third time for Monex, after the deals with Credit Saison and Nikko Beans. Even after the third deal, Monex cannot win with great success. As I said before, comprehensive capabilities are very important in this world. It's not just about commissions. There is nobody else with comprehensive capabilities other than us. That's how I feel, so there is no company we want to acquire. Mr. Izuchi will answer your second question. I don't have the detailed material at hand, so I don't have the data for the entire month of October, but I have the data about yesterday. 55% of the net increase in value of the stock inflow and outflow at SBI Securities came from Joinvest Securities. When stock certificates are brought into SBI Securities, they mostly come from three major brokerage firms, accounting for more than 50% of the total normally, but 55% coming from another online brokerage firm per day is something unprecedented. We are also receiving stock certificates from major brokers as usual, but those from Joinvest Securities still account for 55%, which is a big figure. The percentage is around this level almost every day. Regarding your third question about funding for investments abroad, our basic policy is to buy something new by selling something we have as much as possible. For example, we can use the New Horizon Fund to recover the principal money and reinvest the money elsewhere. As we are already enjoying huge profits from our investments, we can use these profits to make investments. That's a basic approach. As another basic principle, we used our own money to set up the number one fund. We may just have 20% stake and collect the rest of the money from outside to structure the number two fund. In other words, we can use the performance of the number one fund as a track record to collect external funding for the number two fund. We are now discussing a second SBI BDJB China fund. After the good performance in the first fund, we want to make another achievement with the second fund, as good companies are included in the portfolio. We want to raise fund in this way to avoid new money as much as possible. This is the structure we want to use. You may think that we are just making lots of investments here and there. But when we sell, we may sell drastically. As you may remember, we invested in Kyobo Life Insurance in South Korea. We sold our stake in just 6 months and made 3.3 billion yen profits. I thought that there could be some serious impact from the so-called Pariba shock at that time, so I decided to sell quickly. I came to remember what happened in South Korea during the Asian crisis in 1998. So I decided to sell Kyobo Life as well as E-Trade Korea quickly. I try to be very flexible in my thinking and approach in a situation like this. As for venture funds, we try not just to invest into venture companies as we did traditionally, but also to invest a few percent of money into public companies. As companies which went public through IPO are becoming cheaper, their price is cheaper compared to the price upon IPO. We thought it would be better to include such companies in our investment portfolio. For example, we are negotiating a fund in India right now. India is a market where it's very easy to go public. There are more public companies in India than in Japan. The probability of success may be higher by investing in public companies than in private companies, as you may be able to achieve a higher performance from public companies where more information is available, particularly now that the prices have come down a lot. We may be able to make more profits by investing not into tier one market-leading companies, but rather into public companies positioned between tier one and tier two or top tier two public companies. So we are discussing the change of the contracts. We want to minimize the use of new money as much as possible, collect external funding, use it as leverage, and make investments. We can make steady profits from success fees and management fees. We need to combine these techniques to make our investments as we monitor the funding situation. That's all from me. It's already past 6 p.m., but we can just take one last question before we finish. Anyone who wants to ask the last question? If not, we'd like to close this meeting. Thank you very much for your attention.